Wow, man. Back in 1979, I don't know if any of y'all were here at the time. I was a boy in Carolina. I was about 16, 17 years old. And the Skyway Bridge was hit by a barge. And people died. They just came tumbling to their death off that bridge. That's what I think of when I see that right there. I think of that. God requires one thing out of you and out of me. And it's obvious genius. How can you get everybody on the planet the one thing? If you required one thing, what's the one thing you could require out of everybody on the planet to make sure when they die they can go to heaven? If you said, well, you got to have so much money, well, that wouldn't work. Or a certain church denomination, that certainly wouldn't work. Skin color, that wouldn't work. One thing, faith. Anybody, anywhere can believe. Did you know that, yes or no? Anybody, anywhere on the globe can believe. Be people like me and my mama, a drunk mama in a squalor home that cursed the Lord. If that family, if that mama and that boy will believe in me, I'll change their life. And that's exactly what he did. How many with uplifted hands would say, Pastor Gary, that's exactly what he did in my life. That's exactly what he did in my life. I had nothing to bring but my faith. Amen? So we got a series. We're going to start for a few weeks. We'll see. On faith. Say it with me. God requires one thing. What is it? Faith. And what is faith? We're going to talk about it. Pardon me. But go ahead and say it with me. It's a what? A total confidence and trust in God. I can make it through anything with faith. Well, what if this happened? Well, a lot of what you just probably imagine already has happened. And I'm still standing. You listening to me, yes or no? How many, again, with an uplifted hand would say, Pastor Gary, I cannot believe, and I certainly can't believe I'm here today, but it is faith in Jesus Christ and God Almighty has helped me be where I'm at today. Let me see some hands. Flat out, there's a lot of mess in this room, a lot of pain. Just remember that when you're given to whining. Remember that somebody's sitting next to you or down the road might have lost a child. Somebody else's parents were killed in this room. Amen. Many, many, many people in this room were cheated on and left like you were dirt and a dog. You hear me, yes or no? But nobody understands. Well, maybe it's because we don't constantly whine about it. Because our faith is in Jesus Christ. And we can either live in that mess or we can get on the other side of it. Amen. That's what my last series was on. Kill it! Amen. Yes or no? Quit it! Drag it! And know it. Open road is ahead if I want it. Amen. Say. So how am I going to get to that open road? By doing what we talked about. And this right here will take you anywhere you need to go in life. Did you hear me? Clark's crazy. I'm crazy every week. But these messages hit home with me. They hit home with me because I was dead in the road. I know what it is to be lost and now I'm found. I know what it is to want to take my own life and yet I'm alive and happy. I want that for you. You hear me? I know what it is to have nothing, nothing. Grew up with nothing. And God has blessed me. And then I lost stuff in life because things happen to you, bad things. God has restored everything I've ever lost. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Restored. Not, that's not by giving money to a TV preacher. It's called using your brain and doing right things and making good decisions. And you do that before the Lord and you believe Him. And I'm going to tell you right now, you will make it. You hear me? Yes or no? You will succeed. And if you want to argue with me about that, you're going to argue against the wall because I ain't backing off of that. Amen. Yes or no? God's a good God. He's a good God. Go and bury me the day I start saying God ain't good no more. Amen. Say. Because my days are done here. But God's a good God. So faith. And I said all that. I know Roger's like, what is? I'm on slide one, he says. Here we go. Look at them toes. Them some fancy little toes right there, brother. I'm not crazy about toes, but anyway. But look at that grasshopper. Which one do you want to be? You want to be the grasshopper that's getting stomped by the big giant foot? Or would you rather be that big giant foot? Yes or no? Amen. You might say, neither, because I like grasshoppers. Well, that ain't your choice. You either get squashed or you're going to squash. Got it? Yes or no? I choose to be the big giant that's squashing the grasshopper. The grasshopper can move if he wants to. But I'm coming through, baby. Come on. So the message today, grasshoppers are giants in this new series. It's not new Bible. I don't have a new Bible. I don't want one. Amen. I've got the word of the living God that's alive. So let's see where it can take us today. Talking about faith, total confidence and trust in God. We're rolling now. Faith, say it with me. Say it from Hebrews 11:1. Say it with me. Faith is the what? Now wake on up with me. I'm about to put you to sleep. Here we go. Faith is the what? Substance. What in the world is that? We might find out. Of things hoped for. And it's the what? Of things not seen. How many would right now in your life say, I am the evidence of things not seen? I'm evidence that God can save a hell-raising boy. Amen? Are you evidence that somebody can save people like you, Ronnie Jackson? Yes or no? You might look at Ronnie and go, oh, Ronnie's so nice. Ronnie's so good. Ronnie could change your opinion. If he tells you about his life, where Jesus found him. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Saved by grace, baby. Through what? Faith. Amen. So let's talk about it. So faith is the what? It's the substance of things hoped for. I want to look at that word substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, for what? So what does substance mean? Faith is matter. Substance is matter. Substance is matter. Substance is something that has mass. This is right from your dictionary. Substance is something that occupies space. Substance is the meaning of what? A lot of times we have crazy thoughts. Well, how could God let that happen? And why did God let this happen to me? How about start believing God and see if you don't conquer those thoughts, those crazy thoughts that you get in your head? Yes or no? Amen. Faith, substance is something that, it's a substance, it's a matter, it's something that occupies space. And the point of that verse, it could not have been a better word chosen. People need what? People need substance. Guys, we have a void in our life. And only one thing's going to fill that void. Faith. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Isn't it amazing when you face hard times, horrible situations? It's then often that people come to Christ. It's then often that people get on their face before Almighty God. And a supernatural, unbelievable strength is given them to make it through the hardest thing ever. Amen. How can a mom and daddy bury a child? How can they do that? How can they do that? And we've got them right here in this congregation. And they come and they give and they smile and they are encouraging to our town. How can you ever do that? It's called what? Faith. Something had to fill that horrible hole in me. Amen. And it's faith. People are looking for something to fill and occupy their lives. And God, did He ever hit it right head on? What you need is faith. What you need is belief in me. Many turn to alcohol to fill this space. Yes or no? Amen. To fill their thoughts. I don't matter. I don't have any value. So-and-so left me. So this is the way I'm going to live my life or even take my life. How can I go on? Listen, many turn to alcohol and drugs and we call it what? Substance what? It's abusing a substance. And so, abusing the substance of alcohol and drugs, what does it do? It fills space. It deadens the body and spirit. That's what alcohol, drugs will fill that space because everybody has a space. I don't know why they're doing drugs. I guarantee it. It's because there's a space in them that they're trying to fill. Did I lose you? Why are they drinking themselves like that every night? Well, they tried to deaden the pain. Many of them of that what? Space.
Or they feel so unworthy that this makes them feel, you know, you're filling that space with something that's not real. God is real. That stuff is crap. Excuse my language. Amen? It leads to what? Substance abuse leads to what? Well, I abuse substances. I'm going to tell you right now. I'll go ahead and tell you right now. You're going to have some trouble. If you keep abusing them, they're going to kill you. So faith is the what? It's the substance we need. Not drugs and alcohol, but faith in Jesus Christ. Come on. So here's the question. Guess what really fills the space? Guess what really quickens your spirit? Makes you alive. Fills you up. Guess what leads to what? Peace. Happiness. And even gives your tail everlasting life. What is it that can do that? Say it with me. And his son's name is who? Amen. That's what'll do it. Clark, you know what? This message right here would solve the problems of our world. Yes or no? How are we going to deal with the opioid crisis and all? You think if there's pills out there that people can take that will deaden their pain, you think they're not going to take it? Say. Until they know there's something else. There's something else that can fill that space. Because that pill you're taking that's deadening your pain really ain't, it ain't solving the problem. It just makes you want more of them. And then more of them. And you need more of them. And you need more of them. When you get Jesus, you get all of Him. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say. Now the church out there wants to teach you, you know, you get Jesus and then you got to get a little more Jesus and you got to get some more Jesus. That's you talking. That's not the Word of God. Jesus gives you everything you need when you put your faith and trust in Him. And that doesn't mean I'm going to get rich. No. Doesn't mean that the pain's going to necessarily go. No, it's a journey. It's a faith walk now. Yes or no? Say. It's fighting the devil. It's killing it. It's quit talking about it. It's drag it and cover it up. It's know that what God's Word says is true and there's open road ahead in my life. Amen. Yes or no? Y'all with me so far? Or am I just driving you nuts? Okay. Here we go. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. God could not have picked a better or more complete term than the word substance to describe what faith in Him really is to the believer. Faith in Jesus Christ is my substance. What do you need, Clark, to survive? Jesus Christ. He is my life. Oh, you're such a great Christian. He is that to any Christian. Now, whether we realize it or not is the question. He can take you through anything. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes or no? Amen. How many felt like you were left before and you realized you weren't? Let me see your hand. I mean, I thought God had left me, but He sure didn't. Woo! I was the one that was spooky. He never left me. I love this kind of message. It might not be one that, you know, everybody's going to jump up and hoop and holler about, but boy, this is solid right here. Real faith in God can never be abused. Now, you see a bunch of TV mess where they're ripping people off. That is a lie. That is abusing not real faith. That's abusing phoniness. And that's abusing people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Had a man come here. He'd been hurt and injured. Lost his legs. The use of his legs in the Vietnam War. You kidding me? Before 65. Guy used to come here and he went to a church where they told him he couldn't walk because he didn't believe enough. If I'd have been him in that chair, I'd have reached over close as I could and punched him square in the face. That's abusing that man. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's abusing that man. We're all going to die one day, guys. Do you know Christ? If you die, do you know you're going to go to heaven? When bad things happen, do you know you can make it? That man didn't need his legs to walk. He needed encouragement to live. Amen or oh me? Come on, man. Faith! Faith! This is incredible! You can never abuse faith. If you see people abusing faith in the name of God, it's not real faith they're abusing. It's something they made up. Or they were taught wrong. Some of them are just flat out taught wrong. Excuse me. I can never have too much faith. Oh, you just got too much faith. Did you know your family will tell you that? Yeah, friends will tell you that. When you're going through mess and you say, well, I know God's going to help me. I'm going to make it. But you know, people will tell you, you know, you're crazy. And some people are, because their faith means getting what they want. Real faith is not getting what you want. Real faith is, God, you're all I need. And you will help me through my mess, and whatever I have is enough. Amen or oh me. I can never believe God too much. I can never, well, you just done, Clark, you done gone off the, I had people tell me that. People came to my office years ago, we're going to build this debt free. People in our church sat right in front of me. Hope you're watching on the internet. Came right in front of me and said, I was crazy. And this was after we were 75% there. Call me crazy when we get at 5%. Don't call me when we're almost there, fool. Said, we're going to leave the church and a bunch of other people are going to do it. They're praying right now. I said, well, you can go ahead and call them, have them get up off their knees. Because we believe God's going to help us. That doesn't make me a great guy. That makes Him a great God. Amen. We don't need... Now, I love men's ideas and women's ideas. We want those. But sometimes, man, you just got to flat out believe God. Amen or oh me. You just got to flat out believe. But don't put time parameters. Oh, you got to do it by Friday. God, you will help me. You will be with me. Give me wisdom. But I'm hooked to you and you hooked to me, and that's the plan here. Amen. Say. I've had people, friends of mine, drive all over the country following a faith healer, trying to heal them of their tumor or something in their brain, only to come back home discouraged. Guys, faith ain't in a man. Say that with me. Faith ain't in a what? You stay right there at the house. Amen. I do know where two or three are gathered in the Lord's name. And I do believe in agreeing together and having people come around you and support you and encourage you. But listen, there's nobody above nobody on this planet. God's God and everybody else are sinners. Amen or oh me, I've lost you. We have one advocate with the Father. His name is who? Somebody came up to me recently and said, do you pray for animals, for the blessing of animals? I said, no, I've got a dog and I want to kill him. So, I said, no, I pray for you. And they said, well, the Catholic Church prays for animals. I'm just telling you what they said. And said, maybe I'll go over there and they'll pray for my animal. I said, well, be honest with you. You'll do as good a job as they'll do. Because we don't go to a man or a woman or a preacher. You have access with God Almighty yourself. You worried about that little dog? Pray to the Lord about it. Good. Don't bother me with it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm horrible. You're going to throw stuff at me. All of my dogs I've loved except this one. Stand this dog. Grief. Here we go. I'm not making it through the message, but we're having fun. I can never trust God too much. No, you need to just stop trusting God now, Gary. And you need to go ahead and get discouraged. And you need to go ahead and quit. Who does that? Well, that's what the world will tell you. And even church will tell you that. You can never trust God too much. Yes or no? Amen. I'm going to trust God. He's faithful. I can believe Him. I get discouraged. He don't work on my time frame. He don't always say yes. A lot of times He says no. A lot of times He whoops my rear end. That's okay. He's Daddy. Amen. And He loves me. Trust Him. You can never trust Him too much. I can never have too much what in God? You believe that if you put your faith in Jesus, you ask Him to forgive your sins, and You think he's going to forgive you? Absolutely. Absolutely. He died for me. He rose for me. I believe that. I believe he can do anything. He can do anything. But so much of what I want him to do is something I want to do. He don't do everything Gary wants to do. Because Gary's a nut. You understand? How many of you thought this was the right thing to do, you did it, and realized, gosh, I wish I hadn't done that. Let me see some hands. Amen! You can never have too much confidence in God. You can certainly have too much confidence in yourself. Amen. The words faith and belief, say this with me, say it with me, are mentioned over how many times? Say it again. How many? Just in the New Testament. Well, I don't know about that believe and faith stuff. I'd say it's pretty important. Amen. So what do you want to be in life, guys? Grasshoppers or giants? Chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as the faith chapter. I call it the Great Hall of Giants. Read it sometime. I'm going to just show you what's there real fast. We're not preaching. Here we go. Throw it up. Faith is a total confidence and trust in God. Now, say that with me. Faith is a what? It ain't some little, you know, I lay me down to sleep and now I'm good. It's a total confidence and trust in God. That's what faith is. Do you believe? That's why I think it's so important that when you come to Christ, you don't say, well, you know, I've been going to church since I was like 7. What's that got to do with anything? I know a lot of people going to church, they in hell today probably. Where's your confidence? It's supposed to be in who? In Jesus Christ. Absolutely. Total confidence. Don't put confidence in anybody. Put your confidence, your total. Now, you can be confident in people, but not your total confidence. How many of you had total confidence in somebody and they let you down and it really destroyed your life almost? Let me see some hands. It's horrible. God says, you put your trust in me, your total confidence in me, I will love you, I will never leave you, I'll never let you down. So that's what faith is. Book of Hebrews, Abel had it. Enoch had it. Noah had it. All in Hebrews. Abraham had it. Sarah had it. Isaac had it. There's more. Joseph had it. He had it rough too. Moses had it. Rahab had it. She was a prostitute. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, all of the prophets had it. Both men and women had it. The persecuted and the tortured had it. Here's the question. Here's the question. Do you have it? You gotta have it. You will not go to heaven. Your sins will not be forgiven unless you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Period. I'm going to tell you something else. If you are a believer in Christ, but you don't have your total confidence and trust in God, you will not have the life that God wants you to have. And that's not about wealth and this, that, and the other like they say on TV. It's about you being more than a conqueror. It's about you being the salt and light in this world that you never dreamed you could be. If you had told me years ago that I'd go through some very difficult things in my life. Hardest things I think a man can go through. A, I wouldn't have wanted to do it. And I wouldn't have done it. But B, I certainly would have thought I'd have been done as a pastor. As a minister. But yet, the opposite is true. I've got more accomplished for the Lord in the last 7 years of my life than I did all the other years combined. That's the God-honest truth. That's when Gary was at his wit's end, feeling betrayed, broken, and alone. And if God will do that for me, he'll do it for you. Did you hear me? Yes or no? How many with an uplifted hand would say, Clark, he's already done it for me. Let me see some hands. He's already done it for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I love this stuff. So, without faith, you're dead in the water. I've been saying that for years. You're dead in the water. There you are. And that's what God's looking at. Well, I'm a Christian. Without faith, here's who you are to God. You ain't got a dog's chance. If my dog's listening to this message this morning, he's feeling that way. I'm telling you right now. Don't turn the internet on for that dog. That dog will be jumping. He'll be doing something. We'll find him dead when he gets home. He will have jumped off of something. Here we go. Listen, I have zero connection. I have zero connection to God if I don't have faith. You can sing the songs. You can raise your hand. You can run around the room. If you don't have total confidence and faith in God, listen, and your faith is in Christ, you do not have connection to God. Well, God loves all people. Sure, He loves all people. Absolutely. But that doesn't mean He's going to let you be a thief and a robber and come up some other way other than His Son Jesus. Amen. Yes or no? He loves all people. Yeah, but He still don't take too kindly to you spitting in Jesus' face and saying, I don't need you because I'm good. Y'all hear me or not? I know that's strong. You'll be fine. So grasshoppers are giants. Let's go to the Old Testament real quick, and I'll do the best I can, Roger. You think it's too late, don't you? Roger, I'm glad you're in the dark back there that I can't see you. Here we go. I'm going to read the story. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I have given to the children of Israel. I promised it to them. Every tribe, their father shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. So send 12 out of the 12 tribes. Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. So he sent rulers. He sent leaders. Say leaders. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. He said unto them, get up this way, southward. Go up into the mountain and see the land. See what it is. See the people that dwell therein, whether they're strong or whether they're weak. Look all over. See if there's few or see if there's many. Come back and tell us what the land is that they dwell in, whether it's good land or bad land. What cities they be that dwell in, whether they're in tents or they got some nice old places over there. You come back and let us all know what you see. 12 men, leaders, rulers of your tribes. And what the land is, whether it's fat or whether it's lean, whether there's wood or just a bunch of rock. And you be of good watch. You be of what? You be a good what? How do you get courage? Faith in God. Total confidence in God. You be of good courage. And bring back some fruit with you. That's what I tell people when y'all go away. Bring me back some jelly or something. Honey? Yeah. Or apples, as long as you ain't had them for like 3 weeks or something. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Bring the fruit of the land. And now the time was the time of the first ripe what? It was that time of the year. Bring back some grapes. I know that's what he was saying. Also, so here they go. The 12 men, 12 spies go out. They came into the brook of Eshcol. They cut down a fence, a branch of one cluster of grapes, one big cluster of grapes. And they carried it on a staff between two men. Now that's some big honking grapes. I'm telling you that right now. You hear me? Woo! And they bear it between two upon a staff. They brought the pomegranates. How many never ate a pomegranate? Let me see your hand. There's a lady next to me when I was growing up. She had a pomegranate tree. And she didn't mind. We took them, so we took them. And we went over there and we ate them. They're beautiful. If you haven't had a pomegranate, open it up. It's like little jelly things. It's like, it's sort of a tangy little taste. Woo! Get you one today. They're good stuff. So they brought back pomegranate and figs. I never liked figs much. That's just me. But I like Fig Newtons. Funny, I don't eat figs, but you throw some sugar and a bunch of bad stuff in it, I'll eat it. Amen. And they returned from searching the land after how many days? 40 days. 12 leaders, rulers. These are mighty men. And they went and they came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel into the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and they brought back what? They brought back what? Word. And unto all the congregation and showed them the what? They brought back word and they showed them the what? Here's the word and here's the fruit. And they told them and said, we came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, just like God said. He said, I'll give you a land that flows with milk and honey. Did he say that? It does. And this is the fruit. Look at these big grapes. Wow. Say that next word with me. One more time. One more time. The people be strong. Did he ask for them to make up stuff? He said, tell me where they're weak or strong. He didn't say, go look and lie to me. So they said, yeah, all this stuff is good. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's some strong jokers over there. They're strong that dwell in the land. And the cities are what? Not many tents. And they are very great. And moreover, we saw the children of who there? Anak. Giants. Giants. Huge, mighty, fighting men. Unbelievable. People like Goliath. Unbelievable. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And so they saw the fruit and people were excited. But they heard about the enemy. They heard about the size. They heard about the cities. And Caleb, say Caleb. Since we're talking about dogs today, his name means bulldog. His name means dogged, like a dog will get on a bone. You can't take that. You'll pull him all over the house because he ain't letting go of the bone. That was Caleb. His name means dogged. I call him bulldog. Caleb stilled the people. He was one of the 12. He said, "Let us go." Say that with me. Let us go it. And possess it. For we are what? We are what? We're what? If you don't have faith in God and you go through mass, you'll go, I'm well able. Don't you want to be dogged when the crap comes flying at you? Don't you want to be a bulldog for God? Don't you want to go, I'm well able, God, because you're well able. Amen. But the men went up and said, say it with me, we be not, that is zero faith. And God is not honored when we say that. We can't. For they're stronger than we are. And they brought up, here's what God calls this when you say that God can't help you, when you can't make it. God calls that, say what? A what kind of report? One more time. I don't smoke and chew and run with girls that do, you might think, or you're a good person. But if you don't have faith in God, God sees you as evil. Have at it. Amen. We're so quick to put other people down. We don't know what's in their heart and how much they even believe. But we say we believe, but really deep down we don't. God knows. They brought up an evil report of the land that they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search, it's a land that eats up people. I ain't seen no land like that yet. Scared the people to death. And all the people that we saw in the land are great stature. I've been to the Holy Land many times. I've been all through there. I've seen all kinds of races over there. Did you know not everybody lives over there is great stature? See, when you don't have faith, you'll start fantasizing and making up mess that ain't true. And Satan will be right there in your head helping you give everybody an extra foot or two on their stature. Did I lose you? And there we saw the who? The giants, sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight. That's what? That's the title today. We're almost done. And so we were in their sight. What do you want to be? Yes or no? Do you want to be a giant? Do you want to be a giant that'll step on that grasshopper? Do you want to be that grasshopper that giant steps on? I want to be that giant. And that's what we are. I can do how many things through Christ who strengthens me? All things. And the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried and the people wept all night. God's going to give them the land. And they cried like a bunch of stinking babies all night long because 10 of the 12 said they couldn't do it. You ever been told you couldn't do something and you did it? Let me see some hands. You ever been told you couldn't do it and you did it? Let me see some hands. You told you couldn't do it and you did it. How many of you told yourself you couldn't do it and you did it anyway? Let me see some hands. Pretty amazing, guys. And all the children of Israel did what? Did what? Murmured, complained, whined against Moses and against Aaron. The whole congregation said to them, would to God we'd have died in the land of Egypt. Would to God we'd have died in the wilderness. Wah, wah, wah. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us up to this land? He brought us all the way out here to kill us by the sword so that our wives and children could be raped. If you feel that way about God, why don't you just tell Him to His face? Say. If you don't have faith, why don't you really start unlocking inside of you today and tell God what you really think of Him? You see, this doesn't fly. God sees this as evil when we don't believe Him. Yes or no? Amen. I know that's hard language, guys, but listen, that's exactly what they said. Whose idea was it to go and see if they could take the land? If they could take the land. Whose idea was it? If. It was never an if. I've given you this land. Go spy it out. Bring back word. Bring back word about the fruit, the land, and about the people. I'm not asking your opinion. If. Amen. Live life like that. Believe God's word. If it's in the word, believe it. And I say unto you, you're coming to the mountain of the Amorites. We'll quit with this, Raj, because I'm out of breath. And I say unto you, you're come, this is God speaking. And I say unto you, you're come to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto you. Moses speaking for the Lord. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it as the Lord God your fathers has said unto you. Fear not, neither be discouraged. Say that with me. Fear not, neither be what? And you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land, and bring us word again by the way which we must go up, and into the cities we shall come to. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and they went into the mountain, Moses speaking, just recounting what happened, and came unto the valley of Eshcol. They searched it out, and they took the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down unto us, and they brought us word again and said, it's a good land, which the Lord thy God gives us. Notwithstanding, you would not go up, but you did what? You did what? You did what? You rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. You rebelled against His word, because He said He's going to give it to you. And you murmured in your tents, and you bad-mouthed God, because the Lord hated us. He brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater. They're taller than we are. Big deal. Kick them in the knees. The city and a great and walled up. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. Walled all the way up to heaven. Sure they are. And moreover, we've seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, dread not. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goes before you, He'll fight for you. According to all that He did for you in Egypt before your eyes. You've already seen God as a good God. He works. And in the wilderness where thou hast seen how the Lord thy God bare thee up as a man bears up a son, and all the way that you went until you came into this place. Yet in this thing you did not, there's our word, you did not what? You did not what? You did not what? You did not what stopped it? What caused the problem? There's one problem. You didn't believe. You didn't believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search out you a place to pitch your tents in and a fire by night to show you by the way which you should go up in a cloud by day. You didn't believe Him. And the Lord heard your voice, and He hears your voice, and He hears my voice. He heard you. He heard you. And He was wroth. That's a pretty nice King James word for me. Man, He was royally. You fill in the blank. And God swears, saying, surely, God speaking, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see the good land which I swear to give unto their fathers. Save guess who? Guess who? The old bulldog. He's going. And Joshua, the son of Jephthah, he shall see it. And to him I'll give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly what? Followed or believed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me, Moses saying, for your sake, saying, thou also ain't going in. Moses said, I don't get to go either. But Joshua, the son of Nun, who was one of the other guys, that stands before you, he's going to go in. Encourage him, encourage him, encourage him. For he's going to cause Israel to inherit that land. Moreover, your little ones, guess what? Who else is going in? Remember those little ones you said were going to be raped and abused? They're going. Because they're not like you. And I don't want them to be like you, God says. Your little ones are going, which you said surely are going to be a prey, and your children, which in that day have no knowledge between good and evil. They're going to go in thither, and unto them will I give it. And they're going to see I'm a good father. And they're going to possess the land. But as for you, as for you, as for you people, complainers, whiners, murmurers, people that say you don't believe in me, God says, Take your journey. Enjoy the rocks of the wilderness and the heat. And you're not going in. So God's vote is this. God's vote is this for us today. Yes or no? What's God's vote for you and me? It's for you and me to be a what? One more time. God votes for what? His vote is for the who? He's for the giant. And the Lord heard the voice of your words and was wroth and sware, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers. That's a simple, it's a long message. I got all over the place, but we got there. That's the message of faith. Did you hear it or not? No excuse. You don't understand, Clark. God requires one thing if you're going to get to one side or the other. What is it? If I'm going to go to heaven, I must have my faith in who? Jesus Christ. If I'm going to make it through the mess in my life, I must have what? Faith. That's the way it is, guys. That's the one thing that'll get you there. Let's praise the Lord. We got to quit. Amen. We're done. We got to go. Got to go. Woo! Man, I'm late every week.